This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More in 2022. Social Security is going to raise the checks to almost 6%. That'll happen for the first time in 40 years for 68 million retirees. That's the good news. You know what the bad news is? The bad news is we are paying a ton for gasoline right now. It was supposed to be cheap. It's not cheap. Grocery store bills are soaring. That's not good. And Butterball, right before Thanksgiving, recalling 14,000 pounds of ground turkey. Okay, so it's not the big turkey, but ground turkey for plastic bits. Yikes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I hope wherever you are safe, sound, and at least having a rocking good time in whatever way you have to. And hopefully you don't have to drive very far to go and do that, because gasoline prices have soared at the moment anyway, because we're seeing that increase in the price of oil, and that's what's buzzing across the land. Normally prices ease at the end of the summer because vacationing Americans would go back to school and work, but things have been upside down in this crazy, topsy-turvy pandemic world that we live in. The national average price of gas has been at a 7-year high in the last couple of days. Thursday morning, it was $3.30, up from $3.24 a week ago, $3.18 a month ago, and $2.18 a year ago. Well, you could feel it for sure then. Think about a 15-gallon tank. It means $13.44 more to fill that up than this time last year in 2020. So that's more than $50 a month in additional cost for anyone who fills up weekly. Do you fill up weekly? I mean, that's my question to you. Some people are not filling up weekly. I'm going to put myself in that crowd. A heating oil, that's going to be nasty this year for people who have to pay for such things, which is a lot of people in very cold regions. That's going to shoot up tremendously, and 40% in some cases. Again, depending on what you do for winter heating bills, it's going to go for sure. Inflation. And so just get ready for it. What do you do to keep warm? Do you have a fireplace? Do you have a fire pit? In all seriousness. So you could pay an average of $746 this winter. That's 30% more than a year ago. Ooh, that's not good. And the predictions are just dire depending on where it is that, again, that you live. And if you're struggling, you know, all those dollars start to add up. And how do you stretch that budget if you don't have much of a budget? And the answer is it becomes very difficult to do that, right? Of course it does, because you're asking, in some cases, the impossible. Social Security checks going up. Up in 2022 is good news for, what did I say, 68 million. So that benefit, that's a big increase. We haven't seen that kind of an increase in four decades, the annual increase. So, you know, we keep hearing how Social Security is going away. Well, not yet, right? The cost of living, the biggest boost. So those people that are getting those boosts will have to use that maybe for heating oil or for gasoline or whatever it is, but that's pretty big. So the monthly benefit for all retired workers rises $1,657. That's up from $1,565. So, you know, you do the math, and that's helping to keep up with cost. That's for sure when you look at what the highest rates would be. It's interesting that it's the highest increase since 1982. It doesn't really speak that well for Social Security, does it? I mean, in 40 years, people haven't had the cost of living increases. I mean, of course they have, right? That's the whole thing about Social Security. You know, it was GW who suggested, or as I call him, Bush 2, that let's just let people decide what to do with their money. Just give them the big check for whatever it was they had, and then let them decide. He actually was onto something. I really, truly believe that. Let us try to see what we can do with the money, because we know what the government has done with the money. But good for the people who need it. And I was surprised to see that. I don't know why. Just because there's always the crying poor and Social Security's going away. And, of course, oh, yeah, the cost of living. There it goes. It's sliding upwards. What else is buzzing in the land? I think one of the things for sure that people are talking about is those that are vaccinated anyway, the whole booster idea, what is going to happen there with Moderna. And it looks like Moderna is going to get the thumbs up because the panel, the FDA panel, recommended that booster for Moderna for people 65 and older is safe and does help. It didn't quite hit the numbers they had hoped for in the 170 people that were part of the study, but it did show that there was an increase to immunity. And is there enough evidence to justify administering boosters to certain populations, younger, healthier people, if they become infected? And think about the mild infections or whatnot. Should they get that booster? I mean, there's pushback on vaccinations in general. So now you think about the boosters. And does this become a regime, right, or not? Or does it not become that? They're just, I guess, isn't defined, as I heard a vaccine expert from CHOP, which is Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, say, that we haven't clearly defined what the goal of the vaccine is. If the goal of the vaccine is to prevent asymptomatic or mild infection, that is a goal that we have set for no other vaccine. And that's a high bar to which we hold no other vaccine. I thought that was really a brilliant comment. What is the long-term goal here? And now you got these boosters. And a Moderna analysis showed that protection against infections does diminish over time. People vaccinated earlier in the large clinical trial were more likely to have breakthrough cases this July and August compared with the group that received the placebo in the trial and were vaccinated more recently. So there were questions that were raised about why Moderna hadn't made a bigger commitment to supply doses to low and middle income countries. They were getting attacked for that, but they haven't committed as much as some of the others have. But I think pretty much that this will get rubber stamped and it's going to become part of what the regimen is, depending on age and factors of where somebody's working. You can bet some sleeves are going to be rolled up. Imagine you accidentally pack something precious to you, but luckily a wise agent at the gate finds that special something before it's too late. What am I talking about? Well, you got to wait for the mic drop moment.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. And they, try to take their guns on the plane, and then they're obfuscated by the TSA, and it becomes a statistic. There are so many other things that the TSA finds when people go through, you know, the lines. What kind of stuff have they found? You know, the range when they scan your bag is crazy, some of the things that they've uncovered, and it makes for interesting conversations. Lost and found at TSA is pretty interesting too, right? It's the worst feeling. I bet you people have lost their licenses, their phones, their minds. We know that. That's obviously happening. But the items that have been confiscated, the list, the stuff that has been confiscated in the last year or two has been fireworks, forks. They try to tell people, don't bring your forks, don't bring that cutlery and that Swiss Army knife with you because it's probably not going to get through. Or that dagger that you have that you think is really cute, you know, don't bring it. Even a slingshot. You cannot have a slingshot go through. Knives of any kind, slingshots, weapons, bows and arrows, unless previously cleared, are not part of what you're allowed to bring through. You know, holy guacamole, you cannot do You cannot do that with the Glock. You cannot take it across and get it x-rayed and think it's going to go through. It's not going to go through. I mean, there have been some crazy stories of, did they forget and think it was okay to bring this? Are they kidding? I think in the case sometimes of a handgun, I do believe people that just have it in the bag and they're not thinking clearly, especially if they are a concealed and carry person, because they're just not thinking if it's in a bag that they normally are hauling around. And, you know, the problem is that there is a penalty for bringing an unloaded gun to a checkpoint. It's $2,050. And if it's loaded, it starts at $4,100. Whoops, you brought a loaded gun to the airport? Well, let's see about that. And you know, I mentioned knives. There have been hatchets that have been found, and just all kinds of swords and insane weaponry that I guess people are just not thinking. You're not a superhero, so you don't get to bring this through the line. You can't. And then sometimes this is pure shock on the face of who's ever tried to bring whatever it is they're trying to bring through the TSA checkpoint. Trying to explain, it was an accident. I was not trying to bring this machete on. I was not trying to hurt anyone. I was not trying to do that. There's even been some drills that have been recovered. Do you mind if I bring my drill with me? Oh, no problem. Go for it. And, of course, there have been many confiscations of other kinds of weapons that maybe I'm not even mentioning here. Like I said, cutlery and other forms of what could be a weapon, and things that get hollowed out and have other things in them, and then they find them, and it's just kind of wild. But this one was oh so rare and oh so funny to me. Check it out. So there was a Texas couple that decided they wanted to go to Las Vegas. They were burned out, wanted to relax. I get it. And they were going to the airport. Jared and Christy Owens, they were checking in for their flight at the Southwest counter in Lubbock. This happened at the end of September when the clerk told the couple the suitcase is too heavy. It's 6 pounds too heavy. Yikes. Well, of course, you're going to take some stuff out. You're going to pay for an extra bag. So they flung open their luggage to move some items around, but they discovered the extra 6 pounds was hiding in a boot. You know what it was? It was their 6-pound Chihuahua, Icky. Mic drop. Icky's in the boot. So now you're supposed to get on this plane, and you're supposed to go to Las Vegas. Bummerino, what are you going to do? They asked the woman at the counter, hey, would you mind watching Icky? And, of course, she didn't, because she offered. Before they could even get that out of their mouths, as they were going to say, what do we do? She volunteered to watch the Chihuahua until they got back. Now, all the horrible stories that we're hearing about what's going on with flights, that is a great story. What happens is with dogs or cats, maybe too, I don't know, but definitely with dogs, when you're packing, they're sad. They know what's going on. And so Icky was small enough to say, I'm gonna snuggle into this boot and I'm going with him. Now, what would have been really scary, and I don't know how this would have turned out, if Icky wasn't discovered, the luggage gets thrown on the conveyor belt, it goes underneath the plane, does the Chihuahua survive or not? And what is the answer to that question? And the answer is, I don't know. Could depend on where the luggage is placed, but I would imagine if it wasn't hard luggage, like it was soft on the top, so that could help with breathing. But it could also be disastrous, too. That's why the dog was hiding in the boot. Wow, how frightening. They had no idea. Probably, you know, curled in there and just kind of fell off to sleep. So it's lucky that that bag was weighed and they weren't dealing with some other question as to you know, what happened. And imagine opening the luggage and the dog is gone or injured or whatever. So it didn't happen. So it's a mic drop in many, many ways. I thought that story was hilarious. It was just tailor-made for a laugh, right? Yes. It could have gone the other way, and it would have been a much different story. I hate to think of it, though, but I love that immediately the ticket agent says, yeah, I'd like to take her. I'll take Icky off your hands, right? Yeah, great. All right, wouldn't you love to be Banksy? How about this? Banksy's shredded artwork, Love in the Bin, sold for a record, I want you to hear this, $25.4 million at auction. This is the British street artist, if you don't know who that is. Whatever your search engine is, look up Banksy. And 3 years ago, it fetched $25.4 million. Love in the Bin. Crazy. The piece consists of a half-shredded canvas in an ornate frame bearing a spray-painted image of a girl reaching for a heart-shaped red balloon. It sold at Sotheby's in 2018, and there the piece was called Girl with Balloon. What is going on with Banksy? That is whirlwind. I mean, all kinds of crazy things have happened when it has come to Banksy's artwork. And Banksy, by the way, has never confirmed his full identity and began his career spray painting buildings in Bristol, England, has become one of the world's best known artists. His satirical images include two male police officers kissing, armed riot police with yellow smiley faces, and a chimpanzee with a sign bearing the words, laugh now, but one day I'll be in charge. Wow. But a lot of his artwork has sold for multiple millions at auctions. There was a Banksy mural honoring Britain's health workers that was first painted on a hospital wall that sold for $23.2 million at a Christie's auction. And that was a record for the artist. And so now here we go again with another one. You have to really, to appreciate what I'm talking about, you have to look up his work. And it is really, some of it is really quite spectacular. I don't know that I would think looking at it, oh, that's, you know, 24 million, 23 million. But it's really, really well done. That's for sure. Coming up, the headlines. What are we talking about at the virtual water cooler? Ooh, I'm going to go grab a cup of water and think about it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Susan Berman, someone he called his best friend 21 years ago. Berman's cousin, and others spoke, including her adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, who said his mother's murder changed his life.
You also murdered me. You murdered the person I was. All his dreams and all his hopes gone. He no longer exists. I am a whisper, a wraith of who I once was. My mother's murder and the events of the last 40 years will never leave me. You satisfied, Bob?
Prosecutors in New York are now reopening the cold case of Durst's wife, Kathy, who disappeared in 1982. Her body has never been found, and no one has been charged with her disappearance. Durst's attorneys have indicated they will appeal. This is USA Radio News. President Biden says the federal government is ready if the FDA and the CDC authorizes COVID-19 vaccines for young children.
Calling on more parents to get their children vaccinated when they are eligible. And I'm asking everyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated, please get vaccinated.
He said about 66 million Americans still haven't been vaccinated. An FDA advisory panel okayed a COVID booster shot from Moderna for those most at risk, including senior citizens. They're expected to consider a booster from Johnson & Johnson on Friday. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has settled his case against the Justice Department. McCabe came under fire from President Trump during the Russia investigation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired him with just hours left before his retirement. His attorneys say McCabe will get his pension and a clean record after the firing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For a little buzz across the land. So it's the top headlines, really what we're talking about with the virtual water cooler conversations that we're having. How about this? The FDA panel supported the Moderna COVID-19 booster for seniors and adults at high risk. So if you are of the vaccine variety of people who listen to the show, because we have people who don't want to take the vaccine, we have people who do. That's pretty much the world we live in, right? So I hope I'm the voice of reason, and I try to give you that content that you can throw against the wall and do with it as you will. So the federal advisory panel voted Thursday to support the booster shots for people 65 and up, as well as younger adults with certain medical problems or jobs that put them at that increased risk for infection. So they'll get half a dose of the same vaccine already given. That's what the booster is. And it's supposedly the lower dose was as effective, but potentially had fewer side effects, so they went with the lower dose. The FDA has a committee. They make a decision. It has to be verified by a different advisory panel and a top federal official, et cetera. And that's what happened on Thursday. They were reviewing the data they had, the safety, the effectiveness of a third dose of Moderna, as well as the effect of boosters are having in general on the COVID-19 outbreak in Israel. So that's where we are with that. It looks like it is, you know, that's it moving forward. How will it not be approved? It seems as though it will, just like what happened with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, same deal. It went through the rigors of what they do at the FDA, and then they push it out there. And again, it's up to you. Are you taking it or are you not taking it?
you know, people that won't be eligible for it anyway. If they're less than 65 and they have been vaccinated and they don't have any of those underlying health conditions, then they wait in line, basically. It's a brand new world. It's new territory for everybody, right? COVID, where we are, how it's affected the economy, who's getting really jammed up economically. We've talked about this for the last 18 months, and I try to give you what I know to be some of the data and the information that's out there and people that I've talked to and what they're saying. And I've talked to more people who've had COVID, and people who get it, they have different reactions to it. I've talked to someone who wasn't vaccinated and almost died and then got vaccinated because it scared the bejesus out of them. I've talked to people who got vaccinated and have had a breakthrough, and, of course, they're miserable about that. So there you go. How about this? An Alaska state lawmaker who was banned from Alaska Airlines flights has tested positive for COVID-19. So the Alaska state senator is Laura Reinbold, and she shared it on Facebook. She said, "It's my turn to battle COVID head on. Game on. Who do you think's going to win?" And she's criticized the COVID-19 vaccines and mask mandates, and she shared in her post that she's taking vitamins and aspirins and other treatments. And then she threw in that she's blessed to have gotten some of these treatments, and, you know, and she says, "I'll update you in a few days, and I promise to stay out of the hospital," because some of them seem like pretty scary places. And Alaska Airlines confirmed that she was, in fact, banned from the airline's flights for her refusal to comply with the employee instructions regarding the mask policy. And she was recorded in Juneau's International Airport arguing with Alaska Airlines staff about their mask policy. And then there was a video on social media that kind of showed staff telling her, the lawmaker, that her mask has to cover her mouth and her nose. So that's where that stands at this point, right? We'll update you on her condition and what happens. You know, one of the effects of COVID is people getting burned out as to what's going to happen in the future, burned out on the jobs that they have. I did this story the other day. I've talked to people who don't want to work for the companies they're working for, but they have families or responsibilities. They're concerned about the economics of what will happen. You know, easy to say, just chuck it to the wind and go and, you know, pursue your passion, but then they've got kids whose mouths that they have to feed, of course, and bills and whatnot. But there is heavy burnout. I mean, there is massive amount of, I guess, polls and whatnot that are being done that show the people are just tired of talking about COVID, tired of thinking about COVID, tired of living with COVID. But, you know, this is where we're at. I've said this before on this show. I had a great grandmother who I never met, and I didn't even know I had her, because she died of COVID in, not COVID, she died, it might as well have been COVID. She died in the pandemic in the early 1900s. She was in Philadelphia, and I grew up with an amazing great-grandmother who I'm actually named after, and I didn't know that I had this other great-grandmother in some family line that I never met, because my great-grandfather had a 7-month-old, my grandmother, and a 7-year-old daughter, and he met another woman, Kate Wilson, she became, and that was my great-grandmother. And so here I have another line of family that I didn't know about if it weren't for the pandemic and somebody having a conversation with me, telling me about that. I had, you know, no idea that there was somebody out there that really wasn't my, you know, flesh and blood, if you want to say that, great-grandmother. So you never know what's going to get unearthed, right? And then when that happened, people just moved on. You just moved through it. They got through it. But there were people that masked up all the time and survived it. And there were people who were in big crowds. That Philly crowd was the great example, because they had a big parade and a lot of people got infected with, again, an SOB of a virus, just like the one that we are, you know, dealing with now at, you know, at this point. All right. This is a crazy, crazy thing. Have you heard of Havana syndrome? So you got people on the Hill that are pressing Tony Blinken to fill a post overseeing the Havana Syndrome. And this is a bipartisan group, by the way, of senators. Woohoo! I said the word bipartisan somehow, because nobody wants Havana Syndrome, and it comes in no labels. And the request came from a couple of senators, Bob Mendez from New Jersey and Tom Risch from Idaho, and who's the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And it was signed by a whole bunch of others, like Marco Rubio from Florida, Mitt Romney, Utah, Cory Booker in New Jersey, Democrat. I mean, all those people couldn't have more different opinions, but they all agree on this. It's this bizarre thing that has happened to people, this increase in mysterious Havana Syndrome attacks on American spies and diplomats, and it's left people frustrated, concerned, and ill. So there was a recent case sparked the CIA to pretty much say, yeah, we're evacuating this intelligence officer in Serbia because he had serious injuries consistent with this syndrome. So what is the syndrome? What happens when you get it? You have headaches, you're dizzy, you have memory loss. I mean, come on. Who is using this? And scores of State Department officials, CIA, their families have been affected by this. The illness is crazy, and they're still struggling to find evidence. That's the problem. They got to get the evidence to back up the theory that the microwave attacks, that's what they're being called, are launched by Russian agents. What do you think? So in a letter to Blinken, they say it's clear that the threat continues against U.S. diplomats and people related, other personnel, and it's an unmitigated threat to our national security, and it deserves a high level of attention from the State Department, and it's a big concern. I mean, how do you treat that crisis? And they say they've had some progress, and they're listening to these concerns, but they got to track this baby down. I find it hard to believe that with the intelligent people that we have, right, in high places who know about such things, that they're not really pushing to solve this mystery. It's a twisted deal that could end up affecting many more people in positions of power in the future. Let's face it, because if it works, and if it is the Russians or whoever it is who's an enemy, they're going to use it. Of course they're going to use it. That's what's going to happen. Absolutely. All right, are we in the midst of an energy crisis? You know, today the hub said to me, hey, have you noticed that gas has gone up? I have noticed it. A global energy crunch is expected to boost oil demand by about 500,000 barrels a day. And that could fan the flames of inflation and slow the world's recovery from the pandemic. That's what the International Energy Agency is saying, the IEA. So oil, natural gas prices have soared to multi-year highs recently, sending power prices just surging to record levels. Coal, gas prices, rolling blackouts are prompting the power sector and energy-intensive industries to turn to oil to keep the lights on and things moving. Higher energy prices are adding lots of that inflation pressure that could lead to a slowdown in the economic recovery. Let's face it. Spare production capacity is set to shrink rapidly from about, you know, you look at 9 million BPD in the first quarter of this year to only 4 million in the second quarter of 2022. And of course, we're talking about OPEC, and they're set to pump, you know, 700,000 BPD below the estimated demand for its crude in the fourth quarter of the year. So think about that. Demand will outpace supply at least until the end of 2021. So therefore, that's where I have those other numbers thrown in there when you look at where we're at this point. I mean, investment in renewable energy has to triple by the end of the decade if you know, we're up against the wall in some of these cases. Craziness. All right, stay with us as we go to our final segment to round up the show. This is
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And they're all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For a conversation with author Pauline Gibson. She's written a book called Terry, and then she flushed it out even some more with the second edition, Terry, Footprints in the Sand. So we're going to find out about Terry. We're going to find out about this book, which she did a lot of interesting research for, and she really tackled in her novel an interesting time for sure. So, Pauline, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
What led you to writing these books in the first place? This book, the original book, Terry. Why did you write this book, this novel?
Two reasons. This is based on someone that I know of, yeah, who lived in our area during the 1940s, 1920s, down to probably about the 1960s, right? So this is based on a true life experience. And secondly, I've always wanted to know, right, what was before the Windrush. Have you heard of the Windrush?
Yes.
Because there was a lot of debate about the Windrush, that 1948 was the milestone, but no one ever talks about what happened before. And I know for a fact that there were lots of people who looked like me, right, who actually were living and working in Britain. And they had children. So how did they survive? What was it like being a black person in the 1920s, 1930s, 40s, 50s, right? living in particularly in my area, Tottenham. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was the motivation for writing it.
Yeah, and let's tell people about recently Windrush, what you're talking about, the scandal. That goes back to what, 1948, something like that.
1948 was when that's when everyone came. Yeah.
And there were passengers and there were some stowaways on a ship on a voyage basically from Jamaica to London. And then that exploded into again that people that were wrongly detained, denied legal rights, threatened with deportation, just some horrible things, right?
I just need to correct you on something. 1948 was the year Empire Windrush came over and brought the first
immigrants. Right.
They were British. They weren't immigrants. They were British. Yeah. Because I think the flag still flew in Jamaica at the time and the Caribbean. Right. So these people were highly professional people that came over. Yeah. During the 1950s, 1948 onwards. Right.
Right.
Right. This is what happened. But later on, the Immigration Act changed. Right, this country became independent. So whereas before they came here as British citizens,
right,
the law changed. A lot of these people were required to take up naturalisation, and they didn't. So they caught in between, yeah, and that's what's happened. So the argument, one of the arguments is right that when they came here, they were British. So I rest my case.
Right, exactly. And then that goes to, again, part of what you're talking about with your book. Give us kind of a synopsis. Give us like a little bit of the story.
Yeah, Terry was basically a young man who was born in the 1920s, 1926, something like that, of Nigerian and Jewish parentage. What happened was the father was a student, a doctor, a professional. He went back, and the mum was also a professional, and she died, leaving two little black boys, or boys of colour, in Britain. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they were fostered by a local woman who was a friend of the mum's, and she brought them up as her own children in Britain. So they lived through the Second World War. They must have seen the Windrush, and also, the depression and everything. So the reason why I wrote this book, I wanted to find out what their experience was as people of colour in Britain. Yeah. And I had to do a lot of research. A lot of things came up, which I never knew. Yeah. Which is quite interesting. You know, how people perceived people of colour in those days, yeah? And what they had to go through for no fault of their own, because society wasn't ready.
Right.
At the time, and it needed another 20 years to probably conform. Like today, you can't call people names. Like when I was brought up, I was born coloured. When I grew up later on, I was told I was Afro-Caribbean. Yeah, then after that, I was UK black. Then after that, I was black British. Yeah. So do you know what I say these days? I'm a member of the human race.
I love it. Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, the novel takes you on that journey and you can see your research in it. What do you hope that the readers, people listening to us, go to Amazon, they get your book, you know, they get Terry, or they get the second edition too, which you've shaped some other things out in Terry, Footprints in the Sand. What do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away some coping strategies, because I've learned from the book how Terry dealt with certain situations and how his brother adopted a certain stance, a sit on the fence kind of stance in certain situations, and how to be tolerant and living as one, as a community, because you had the mum, who's Jewish and British, living together with two boys who were from a different culture from herself, but they all lived together as one. So it's how do we share the same planet How do we share the same space? Yeah?
Yeah. Wow, and that's a beautiful way to end it. How do we share the same space? And you will get lost in this story for sure. I can't wait to see what you come up with next. You talked to me off the air, and you were talking about going back to the 20s.
Mm. Well, the 20s was the time in if you ask local people right in this area, especially the older people, when did they first see a black person, they will tell you, I didn't start seeing them until about the 1960s, right? But then, if you ask people who are in their 80s, much older, they'll tell you that this was kind of a jazz capital. So if there was, like, music, right, so it was jazz, or if a famous boxer coming through, you hear those, you get those kinds of experiences in the 20s, yeah?
Yeah.
So there weren't many, I think people were more vocal and open about what they thought of, in general, right, of people of colour, yeah?
Yeah.
And I think later on, in the 1950s, when we had the race riots in Britain, the 1950s, and they got even more vocal, yeah? But these same people have cups of tea with us. We've learned to live with each other, yeah, and tolerate each other's space, culture, yeah?
Exactly.
And so, I think that's the way forward, just to be tolerant of each other and respecting each other. I mean, like, I went to Cardiff in Wales. Do you know about Tiger Bay?
Yes.
That's one of the biggest seaports in Britain, and they have lots of people there from all over the world, right? And one thing those people have is tolerance and respect for each other. Yeah?
Yeah. In Tiger Bay, so, yeah.
Yeah. But I think when they were younger, I think the world was a little bit more resistant to them, right? And I think how they coped is that they became hardened and in a way desensitized to what's going on around them. Yeah? Like, for example, things that we do today, we cannot do yesterday. Terry is talking about... Well, there's a bit when he's talking about before the war, right, how he was seen as the child with the tail. Yeah? And that's just this ignorance, yeah? It's just a lack of understanding and a lack of ignorance, right? But as he grew older, those same people became his friends. Yeah? Because they grew kind of common, I don't know, common friendship.
Right.
Or comrades, yeah?
Yeah.
So therefore, in certain parts of Tottenham, he was protected. Other parts, he wasn't, because he wasn't come from the area. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's coping strategies.
I like that coping strategy. Yeah. Huh? I like your philosophy. You're right. It's coping strategies, and you will get a lot out of reading Pauline's book. Pauline Gibson, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to have spoken to your audience, and you have a lovely day. Yeah.
You too.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.